Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not the only creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has created many forms of creation. And there's such makhluq, such creation forms that we don't even know about them. The heaven and the earth and all around, everything is filled with the creation of Allah, in the seas, in the jungles, on the trees, in the wilderness, on the skies and then on other skies, and in the planets and the universe, and ajeeb, brilliant, beautiful, unique forms of creation that Allah Ta'ala has made. And Allah Ta'ala has also made us makhluq, creation, and we are ashraf al-makhluqat, the superior form of creation. But the situation is such that we may be very fast in our brain, that it clicks and ticks and it moves and we have intellect, but there are such makhluq and creation that are made from the fire that we cannot see, and other makhluq that are made from different material. For example, the angels are made out of noor and we are made out of clay and the soil, and the angels, they are hidden from us, and the other makhluq, the other creation forms are hidden from us, and then we have jinnat, the shayateen, and the jinnat. These are hidden from our view, and we do have a link with them, with the jinnat. There is a link in different ways, and alongside that we live, and the jinn, they can see us, but we cannot see them. They also live, and they can see us, but we can't see them. And we are living in parallel, side by side. But this is dangerous, isn't it? They can see us, we can't see them. Isn't it dangerous that something can see us, but we can't see it? Something slaps us from behind, we can't see him. What it is, somebody's pulled our ear, we can't see if somebody's pulled our ear. Isn't that a dangerous thought or sort of setup? So we have the shaitan, we have jinnat, they pester people, give pain to people in terms of whispering in somebody's ear, or for example, maybe they'll puncture somebody's car. You know, like children, they do something naughty, or for example, children go and play knock down ginger and not ring on the bell in somebody's house. So in the same way, shaitan, they play games with the human beings, and there's other forms of makhluqat that pester the human beings. We walk around, oh, I am this and that, this is my house. And if we look with the telescope, we'll see that the house is full with other forms and creatures. Such dangerous makhluqat are present in the house of a person that they inflict such hardships and problems. There's waqiyats and events, and the walis of Allah who have the nazar, when they're going to a house, then it's very difficult for them to pass the night in the house. There are many events that give this example. They say that this house is dark, it's full of evil, it's hard for me to eat here, it's hard for me, there's no barakat, there is a lack of blessings, because the people who are pious, they can feel when there is a lack of blessings. So now we, if we walk around in the earth thinking we have achieved and we are powerful, but the other forms of creation, some of them can be dangerous, and we will have heard the du'as, and we would have heard them, du'as in Masura that Allah Ta'ala has explained to us, and we say that, oh Allah, that protect us from all the other forms of creation that can afflict danger to us, and those that give danger, and Allah Ta'ala protect us from the evil that's in the earth, and Allah protect us from the evil that comes from within the earth. So there must be something due to which we have been given these du'as, and that we are asking for protection from Allah. And how much you can say a loss they must afflict on the human beings, and how much ill effect or negative effects. And in the du'a it's also mentioned that Allah Ta'ala says that we have different forms of creation, and we have the different parts of the night, the different phases of the night in which the losses, they come out, and jinnat and creatures in different forms and appearances. And if they were to hit us or slap us, we wouldn't even know what's hit us, and with power. And there are different forms of creation that come out during the daytime, and with the fast winds. Even this is a dua, that Allah, the evil or the hardships that come with the fast flowing winds, Allah protect us from that. So we realize from these du'as and hadith that we are without protection. We are under threat. We are weak. And we've gone home and done decoration and painted, and we have totally made our house look very nice. And then you see when the fire comes, that what is within the house. Or for example, if somebody had a foresight or vision, we'd realize what is inside the house. So how do we see the effects of the bad forms of creation? And the effects of this are that within the house there are arguments. and quarrels, and without any reason divorce takes place. And sitting down, we're just sitting, we start hitting the children. There's no reason. And sometimes people come to me, they are newlywed and they don't know why they're fighting or arguing. What's the reason that we just quarrel with each other? And they are fine, the husband and wife, and they start having problems with the children, and the business suddenly barakat has been uplifted, or the notice has come from the job. The employer says you're going to lose your job, or when you go home after work and you're in a good mood and you sit down to eat and suddenly you start to quarrel and argue, and the children, they run away from home, they're saying we don't want to live here. These are signs. And then on top of that, in addition to that, due to these afflictions and problems, you know, Mirgi, there's a disease. You have the illness of the brain, depression, stress, or a person suddenly is physically incapable, can't even move, and somebody starts to move his hands continuously, and different diseases and illnesses come, and we run to the doctor, and the doctor says that we can only give you painkillers. And somebody says, this pain's not going. Somebody's got pain in the knees. Somebody says, I can't sleep during the night. It's difficult for me to go to sleep. You see, the man's healthy, and he has stomach problems. That he's healthy and powerful. Today, an ajeeb topic's coming to my mind that I'm discussing with you, subhanAllah. Somebody starts to get problems with his stomach, and he's going to the doctor, taking medicines, and the stomach's still upset and upside down, and he's cautious with his food, etc. What is all of this? This is what is mentioned in the hadith. It has been stated that this person cannot be saved from these things. He cannot be mahfuz, protected from the evil that is surrounding us in the dunya. In the world, there are forces that can come against us. There's no protection for that person. This is common. That, for example, when you go to the toilet, you read the dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. Obviously, this is a dua because the toilet is where the jinnat, and they sit there and they spend their time there. They come out in the night. Why? Because in normal houses, the toilet, there's no difference between the toilet and other rooms. There's so many bad things in other rooms that people think, oh, this is just as bad as the toilet. For them, it's the same. There's not one place that khubuthi wal khaba'ith, you have to say from the first door. Allahu Akbar, when you enter into the home, there's so much impurity in the house. And then we say, we pray salah, and all the kharafat is there, and all the bad things are there, and there are pictures there hanging from the walls, and there are things that send the noor and the angels away, and we pray salam. We say, I've done tasbih and I've prayed, but there's no barakah in my house. So 99%, the root cause of our destruction is our own selves. And this is a very important topic. Depth topic. Seeing children who are ill, they are born well, and then somebody's house is full of the problems. The health has gone upside down. Somebody's face or hands or some part of the body is deformed, and physical strength, manhood goes. Even when a person's young, but the physical male strengths and attributes go. So this is the reality. Why does this happen? And a person runs around after doctors, and if there's no solution, we run to other people for solutions. And you'll see adverts, Professor Abbas Sayyid, this thing, I will finish your arguments within a minute, and your wife will drop to your feet, and I will do this, and I will have a magic potion. Just phone me, one phone call, and I'll make your life forever happy. And people run to these people, pay them. And because our aqeedah has turned towards this, then Allah Ta'ala says, then you will have a link and a connection, because you've gone to shaitan, so now you will have aqeedah with the shaitan. And then we say, oh, we are corrected. And then Allah Ta'ala says that through that person, maybe some help comes. And they say, oh, we were solved. Our problem was solved through that person. And this is a punishment, because we've gone to the wrong resources. So Allah Ta'ala sends us to the resources. Because we have gone to shaitan, and maybe some solution came about with the will of Allah, and we think, oh, I carry on doing sin and I can go to this solution. He's been given an artificial tablet due to which he thinks the problem has been solved. But this is not the reality. This is not the reality. This is not the long-term solution. This is temporary. So in homes, within families, difference of opinion, differences in understanding and fighting and quarreling, and no noor and no peace, no satisfaction. What's the solution? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ayat and told us about jinnat and the evil forces in the world and creation. And this is it. These are all the forms of creation. Allah Ta'ala has created these, and this is reality, and they do speak with each other and do things against human beings, and there are things that can happen. And many, for example, walis of Allah, they will have seen or have felt the effects. And we give an example, Hazrat Hafiz ibn Qayyum rahmatullahi alayh, and in his tasneef, he mentioned the benefits of dhikr, more than 100 benefits. And this is a very famous kitab, and he wrote this and gave the explanation in this kitab. And the ulema, the scholars, they know about this book. Great kitab. And the first hadith in the light of the Quran and the hadith from the 100 benefits of dhikr, the first benefit that he mentioned, how important this must be, how necessary must be, the first benefit he mentioned about the dhikr of Allah is that the jinn and shaitan, their power is broken. Subhanallah. The power for the effects of the jinn and shaitan in their wrong works against the good people, they are broken due to the dhikr of Allah. But the dunya has forgotten this today. We've forgotten dhikr. We've forgotten Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. If we bring dhikr into our lives properly, I'm telling you this straightforward now, all the illnesses will be extracted from our life. With obviously, we should have dhikr, and also at the same time, we should be straightforward and on the right path. We shouldn't have the idols or wrong actions in our lives, and then the noor and the light will come. And light and darkness doesn't exist in parallel. So first take out the idols, take out the sins, take out the wrong objects from our homes, so that our house becomes a place of worship. There was a Muslim, a Hindu, mashallah, he became a Muslim, and he was distressed. They said the jinnat, this woman, she said the jinnat, they pester me. And she said that, can't understand, I'm reading Quran, and what's the reason the jinn afflicted me? And some man realized that she did not take the idols out of the house. She had just put a veil on top of her idols that she used to worship before. She became a Muslim. After becoming a Muslim, she put a cloth over the idols that she used to worship. So, obviously the effect will be there. Somebody, I said, give adhan. And the idol started to shake. So this is the karamat of the dhikr of Allah. That when you do dhikr, the idol started to tremble and shake. I'm telling you the truth. The oh servant of Allah, this woman, that you have become a believer, and the idol hasn't been removed from the house, and maybe the heart, why haven't you thrown it? Well, I didn't remove it. What would people say if I take the idol out of the house? Look at this. So today, we all Muslims say, if I do this good deed, what will people say? What will people say? If I wear this, if I adorn my face or cover my face, what will people say? So she also had this same sort of mindset, but what will people say? Now, if we become Muslims by name, well, what kind of Muslims are we? Are we practicing physically? So that's our hal today. That our homes, with the darkness, the evil forces, and the ill effects of bad deeds, and such evil forces within the homes and lives that we can imagine. Jinnat are there. If we don't believe, but they are there. Jinn is a creation. Allah Ta'ala has created it. It's real. I remember two events now. Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu anhu. This was his time now. And some people were going on Hajj. You know, people go on Hajj by foot, walking. And as they were walking, and they reached to a certain destination, a place that they were thirsty, and there was no water to drink. There was no water for them to quench their thirst. And they were distressed or unhappy, or they were worried that where's the water? And they saw a well from a distance. So when they got near, and you know, for example, an empty stomach, a person he sees, he said, oh, don't drink the water here. This is dirty water and it will make you ill, and you're going on Hajj. Go a bit further out and you will see some sweet water, and drink that water when you get there. So they all listened, they carried on walking. They left that water. And in that game they kept on walking, the water's not coming. And then the night fell. They said the night has fallen now. So in the morning came, and they saw in the morning that there was a tree, a man was standing there, big and powerful and strong. He said, that man who said to you further back, they said, where's the water? He said, don't worry, I will tell you where the water is. And then he said a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the true Muslim is that person who he likes for his Muslim brother what he prefers for himself. He said, now let me show you where the sweet water is. You'll go a little bit further ahead and you will see a place, and next to that there will be water. They walked further ahead and there was some water next to that signpost he gave, and then they drank the water. Then he said, I'm a jinn and I helped you. I'm a jinn. I'm from the jinnat, the creation of the jinn. So jinn, they are present, and they pester people, and they can help and assist as well. They can assist, or they can pester. They even listen to dhikr. They come to the majlis. They come to the gathering. They are a real form of creation. Allah has created them. They live, they eat, they do everything like we do. I'm telling you the honest truth. There was a Naqshbandi sheikh, and I'm telling you about his event. So there was a female jinn, and she spoke to him. And she said that she cried a lot. That, Hazrat, I'm very happy that today I'm speaking to you. She cried a lot. And she went into jazb. She was very happy. And it was difficult for the wali to understand the situation. She said, I'm so happy that today I'm speaking to you, Sheikh. And he said, what's the issue? And she said that our whole tribe of jinns waits for your dhikr, the dhikr, your majlis of dhikr, your gathering of dhikr. And my father at this time, she named him, that he is very ill. And he has asked me to come here for a special dua, and a request has been made that you do dua for him in your majlis. And thousands of us jinns, we love the dhikr of Allah. We love the dhikr of Allah, and we love this majlis and remembering Allah. So this is dhikr, brothers, and this is a makhluk, the creation of Allah. These are creatures, jinn. Allah has created them, and dhikr of Allah is a great action. But we haven't understood what is dhikr. We just haven't understood that the solution to all issues is contained in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Allah's dhikr. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah, great Khalifa. He's the Umar Thani, the second Umar, and he was on a journey and he reached to a place. One or two other people were with him, and they saw a dead body, a dead body. Now, it didn't look like the body of a man. It looked like maybe this is a jinn. So they thought here that this is a jinn that's passed away. It's not a man. What shall we do here? So let's dig into the earth and bury this body here. And then they dug and they buried the jinn. They didn't pray janazah. They didn't know, is he a Muslim? Because in the jinn, they have all the different religions and beliefs, just like we mankind have. So they dug into the earth like a grave, and they lowered the body into the grave like, and then they filled the body. Then as soon as they lowered the grave, then a voice came. He said, As-salam. And he said, you have favored me a big favor today, that this is my colleague and brother, and this is that jinn that you have buried, is that jinn that he became a Muslim at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is that one jinn that you have buried today, Sahabi jinn. And their age is very high. They get quite old in age, more than us. Subhanallah. But it depends that who is the person. What are we dealing with? Is he a pious dhakir jinn? And then the makhluk, it will not pester the human beings. But the point that I'm trying to mention to you, explain to you, that the point that came to my mind, the meaning of the crux of what I'm trying to say, is that this was an introduction, that there are jinn, there are different forms of creation, and we can have issues in our home, in our lives, and they can spoil our ibadat and worship. To save ourselves from, generally speaking, evil forces, there's one thing that we need to start and keep steadfast in our homes, the dhikr of Allah. We need to have the practice of dhikr steadfast in our homes. If other actions can happen in homes, bad actions, sins, then can this good pious deed not be practiced in our homes regularly, consistently? Maybe Allah is merciful on us, His blessings and grace and mercy and His favor, that He's made such a system that in every house the dhikr of Allah can be conducted. In every home we can listen to the dhikr of Allah. In every home. And such a top class dhikr, that these kalimats, these verses, so deep and with strength and effect they are. And the wird, the recitation of these kalimats and dhikr we do, and then these voices emanate from the masjid, the house of Allah, and spread through the society and localities in the whole area. There's noor. Then can you imagine evil forces in that area? As I said, the first benefit, Hazrat Hafiz ibn Qayyum rahmatullah said that the first benefit from the 100 he listed, that it kills off the evil effects of the jinn and shaitan. It breaks those forces. You can test this. Take out the bad things from your house. Sit down with your family, wife and children, and the morning and evening dhikr that takes place, start it, listen to it, and bring it into your life. And you will feel in your homes that the rahmah, mercy, is raining down, and thousands of bad effects will come out of your homes. And such effects will come into your home, such a scenario, that within your children, tarbiyat, I can tell you so many events and stories, because I wander around to this shop, I make this person a friend, and I speak to people, various people. I can give you examples, personal examples and events, that their situations were bad, people in the night can't sleep and singing and this and that and that. You know, people, they waste their time all night long. Some people have headphones on and listen to the music or these beats and these songs, and everyone has these tariqahs and methods and different ways of life. So in those homes I'm talking about, where time was wasted and nothing beneficial was done, they said this became our habit. We didn't know anything before. We didn't know about deen, Islam, passing the time productively, positively. Then we put the dhikr on. And so much dhikr have we put in our lives now, in our homes. Our habit now is, the question doesn't arise that tonight passes without dhikr. Soon as we pray Isha, the children do wudu, they sit down, we switch on dhikr online, we listen to dhikr, we go to our beds and we sleep in this way. Subhanallah. And they say from quite a bit time, Bolton I'm speaking about, Bolton, our town. And I say, benefit? They said, don't ask us the benefit. So much benefit, I can't tell you, he said. that dhikr is a great thing and it's given us a beautiful positive effect in our family. So tell me, I'm speaking about a family and people don't even come here to this gathering with steadfastness, istiqamat. Tell me, you can leave such an action, and if you explain to the brothers who come here now and then, they don't understand. We don't understand. We think that this majlis is a speech or a lecture. This is an azeem, brilliant message Allah has given at the moment. Our qawm, Muslims, are towards destruction. There's jinnat and attack from evil forces and shayateen and kharafat and the whispering of the evil forces from all directions. There are afflictions coming on the ummah. And as a Shaykh Rahimullah said, the reason for this is that everything is present, but we don't have that one action in life which is the root for success, and that is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the foundation of success, and we don't want to strive towards doing dhikr. So my brothers, I have an appeal that there should not be one home in Bolton in which dhikr is not conducted. Like, we have the system, we have a radio system, we have the frequency receiver. So if we don't have it, buy the receiver, put it at home, and you will get sadaqah jariyah, consistent sadaqah reward. So if you don't have connection with this masjid, then you can buy the receiver, the unit, and they said they will install it for you. How much will you spend on this? Look, you sit here within a few miles radius, and I'm with you as well, that if, for example, you put a radio, a receiver in your, for example, the brothers who are listening, do you know how many people are listening? At least 500, mashallah, at the moment, listening online to this transmission, not less than 500. So tell me how many places this thawab of this dhikr majlis is reaching, and the effect of this dhikr majlis is reaching. So the first point, to leave this majlis without any reason, or I'm sneezing, I can't do dhikr today, or this happened to me today, or my friends have come, I can't do dhikr. If you extremely have got an issue, fair enough, you don't do dhikr. But otherwise, the question doesn't arise that you leave this majlis, that you don't join this majlis. Because if you leave, then for example, if you leave the majlis, then shaitan will come, then the jinnat will come, and they will take over your heart and your life, and have an negative effects on your life. So if you want to save yourself, your lives, your homes, your families, and take the evil out of the life, and such diseases that the doctors say there's no solution for this. I can show you thousands of patients, and the doctor said that you can't do nothing, just keep taking this medication, and the end is the roadblock. There's an obstacle, but where all solutions fail, dhikr of Allah starts to give the solution, subhanAllah, and gives the endless solution. Okay, fair enough, in some homes the wife who was not correct, she's corrected, and the husband who was not right, he is corrected. Husband and wife were quarreling, the peace comes and the love, and there's one way. If the husband is good and the husband doesn't listen, don't do nothing, she should just start dhikr of Allah, and inshallah automatically the husband will come into line. And if there's no shayateen and jinn in the house, then what will he do? Slowly, 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 he will change, his mindset will change, and he'll start to love the deen. And they start to practice the deen. People do this for some time, then they say the next morning, no, there's no benefit. Don't do this for a few hours, though. They have some patience. There could be such jinn or shaitan that are strong and arrogant, or they are stubborn. They are persistent. Nah, we're not going to leave this house. We're going to keep on pestering this family. We want them to go towards the sins. But if you continue to remember Allah, to practice the deen, then you force them to leave the home. And so much sakinah will come into your house, into your families, that you will enter into the home with coolness. Sometimes it happens that the person says, I enter into my home, and I've heard from many people that I don't feel like going home. Some people say, oh, I feel bad when I go home. And we've decorated the house, nice decoration and ornaments, a nice sofa, but he doesn't enjoy going home. And he says that there's no barakah in my life and blessings. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala says the first benefit from the 100 list, as a Hafiz ibn Qayyum Ramzai said, that your home should be full of the blessings and the light and the nur, and the loss and negativity and the illnesses should come out of the home. And the first step to this is dhikr of Allah. Have we not this hadith? Then I'll explain it to you. What a beautiful hadith. That in those homes where dhikr of Allah is implemented, then the inhabitants of paradise and the heavens, they look down upon the dhakireen like the stars that are glowing on the earth. They are glowing like the stars and the sun on the earth. Why are they glowing? Because it's the nur of Allah that allows that house to sparkle. If in those homes the jinn and shaitan are urinating, and they are given their ill effects and darkness and blackness and the storm brews in those homes, then the condition of the home suddenly transforms when the dhikr of Allah starts in the house, that the angels, the inhabitants of paradise, they say so much light comes from that nur of dhikr that the inhabitants of the heavens, they see that glowing nur on the earth from the dhakireen. So from today, all brothers should try that in our homes, whether we listen to dhikr with happiness or not, whether I listen or not, so we have to put the dhikr on. the dhikr transmission, the majlis we need to listen to, we're going to do it whether somebody likes it or not. No, I don't want to listen. Okay, say, okay, you carry on this in this other room, but in this room we will continue to do dhikr, that's it. And see who wins ultimately. Aha. So, one or two, that when we go to places, if you go to a place, you don't have the system, you can't listen, then contribute and say, look, we will put the system on in your home or this place where you are so that you can listen to the transmission and people can benefit. And some people, they can't hear, they don't have internet, they don't have the resources. So now, mashallah, we have the range. If you don't have internet or broadband or a unit at home, then buy the receiver, install it and obtain the blessing. So we should be grateful thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of times over that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity to do such a big ibadah with istiqamah, with steadfastness, with the grace of Allah. So pure, sincere. We shouldn't say that it's our achievement or our courage or our determination or our effort or our understanding of consciousness. This is khalis, purely for this. This is Allah's favor on us that we are doing His dhikr. It's Allah's rahmah, His grace, His opportunity to us, His fadl, His karam, and the barakat of the pious elders. My Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi said that this is the barakah of our elders. Khalis, this is no achievement on our part. We sit down to dhikr, the kalama that we recite from our tongues and mouths. This is no way in part due to our achievement or abilities or struggle or effort. So we should try our children, our wife, our families, our relatives. Show them the path of ibadah that we have forgotten. That we've gotten, everybody knows that dhikr is a great thing with barakah and blessings. That's it. And there's nothing to be ashamed about. Nothing. This is tabligh that we are starting from home. Everybody, we have to explain what is dhikr of Allah. So then the desire will come that, oh, I will introduce you to my teacher, my sheikh, and he will prescribe to you some du'as and kalamats. And I told you about the jinn. So what do we know, that how many jinnat are sitting here and they will be included in the dhikr of Allah? They will be part of the gathering. There was a brother and he said that dhikr of Allah used to take place and I used to see that the malaik, I used to see the angels descending from the heavens. And he said once jahir dhikr was happening, loud dhikr, and quite a few angels fell unconscious. And just like our ambulance comes and takes the ill person away, so the ambulance came and took those angels back to the heavens, and then they didn't come back into consciousness. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala has given you mercy that such a great kalama you recite so many times. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. If we understand the reality of this, the inhabitants of the heavens cannot absorb this. That nurani creation, the angels, they can't recite this that many times. We say 10 times, 20 times. Do we know how powerful is this kalima? They cannot absorb the power. The angels who have nur, they know the reality and the power of this kalima. Our child says, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. We recite it. How much Allah Ta'ala has favored us to do this? How much Allah Ta'ala has favored us? Do you think this is insignificant? A minor action, when our heart feels bad, distress, we are worried, straight away sit and do dhikr. Straight away attend the majlis of dhikr. We see that our problems in our life, we've got issues or some distress has come, or a predicament has come, a challenge has come, a trial has come, there's no sakina, peace, satisfaction. Straight away sit in dhikr of Allah. Straight away, solution will come straight away. Or such worries have come in the family, there's tension, stress, and the problem's not being solved. Run towards the dhikr of Allah. Oh, A to Z, every problem in life, the solution is Allahu, Allahu. Remember Allah, that's it. Remember Allah, one solution for all of the issues of life from A to Z. But you brothers, we shouldn't be lazy, negligent. Allah Ta'ala then becomes displeased with us that we are leaving a great massive action of dhikr for small excuses. That the evening comes and goes. And if we sit here and recite, tomorrow we'll go somewhere else, the next day we'll go somewhere else, and the week passes and we can't realize, and Thursday night has come again, the night of Jummah, how much we are earning at this point in time. So come in the morning, same way, if we don't have no work in the morning, you have gone to work, fine, do dhikr of Allah at the same time. So brothers, this is today's main topic, subject summary, that in our homes, whenever the majlis of dhikr is taking place, then in the house, there definitely has to be preparation, that the family members, children are listening. Then we come and ask, did you listen to dhikr? Inshallah, 5-6 majalis after that, your whole household will become lovers of dhikr. Everybody will start to like the dhikr, that this is a very good action with nur and blessings. Let's do dua to Allah. May Allah Ta'ala protect us, and may Allah Ta'ala give us the opportunity to strive and struggle and make effort for dhikr and give us the love of His dhikr. Because remember one point here, remember this point, that don't forget shaitan, that when we start to go, when a human being goes towards a good deed and he makes intention and makes effort, then whispering of shaitan starts in the air. The person who's weak, then shaitan attracts that person with his whispering. So to kill off the whispering of shaitan, bring the Quran and hadith in front of you. That's why I give you the explanation of Quran the verses of Quran, the ahadith, and the experiences of our pious elders with regards to dhikr, who've seen things with their eyes. That what is the feeling and the effect of dhikr, the form and effect, what is the majlis of dhikr, and what is the conclusion. But we don't see this, but this is present there. So this is the point, so that Allah can give us taqwa and can give us the energy so that we can run towards His dhikr. And in this, there are some people who don't have a car, don't have transportation. Some people have a car, they can't drive, or they're old, or they're far. So it's our duty. We have a car, we have transport, give them a lift and take them to the place of dhikr. Ask them, do you have a car? Is it difficult for you? Maybe. This is tabligh. This is propagation of deen. So much of a word. You should look that there's somebody twice, he has not come to dhikr. What's happened? Have you got a problem? No transportation? Yes, I don't have a lift. Okay, I'll come and pick you up. What difference does it make? Many people's like this, they leave dhikr or are negligent. They can't drive. They can't reach to the majlis. So we should ask them, set a time with them. I'm going. So you come with me and I'll take you. And from one place, there are two people going, three people, mashallah, get together and go to dhikr. And lot of thawab and lot of blessings. So we can do this, can't we? So however many people we bring, alhamdulillah, that's the more thawab we will attain. And this is thawab of dhikr. This is not a minor thing, is it? And then people, mashallah, will increase. And there will be barakat. So we should prepare for this and take notice of this. Recite Durood Sharif.